Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast After Dark, the special patrons-only live show where you, the patrons, get to experience what it's like to see one of these things happen live, which is not that great. So, hello, everybody.
It's like Stranger Things behind the scenes.
You didn't like Beyond Stranger Things, Jack?
I did. And that's what I'm saying. It's like Beyond Stranger Things.
Oh, okay.
It's like, what did you get? I didn't like it out of that.
Oh, I don't know. Cause I was making fun of our show, but that's just me. We have a live chat going, already. Colleen's there. JP's there. Mandy's there. Hello, all.
Do you get the bad news? JP went to Ruth Chris last night.
I saw that.
So I said, well, that's bullshit. Oh, by the way, this is After Dark. We can say whatever we want. So I went on the local Ruth Chris here that I go to.
Wait, nope. They didn't have the pork chop? I didn't see this post.
They don't have the pork chop on the menu anymore. So you pork chop haters, unless it's a seasonal thing, but our pigs are pretty much year-round, aren't they?
Yes.
I mean,
pigs are year-round.
I see sausage and bacon in my store every day, so I can't imagine that the pork chop is some seasonal thing, unless it's some special pig that they get. I don't know.
Let it go, Jack.
Yeah.
Let it go.
No, but what do you mean let it go? I mean, I had David, Nick, not Nick, because I'm not taking him, but JP and Dan and David were all looking forward to going to get a pork chop, but no.
I don't know how many people are actually looking forward to going to get a pork chop or looking forward to making you think they're going to get a pork chop, but actually ordering a nice juicy steak.
They had no choice in what they could order. I was doing the ordering. I was going to be the, no, these three are my dates. So they will have the pork chop. They will have the pork chop. He will have the pork chop. there's not a democracy at this thing. If I'm taking them, they're going to eat what I want them to eat.
Wow.
Now they
very
can get
like old-fashioned gentleman of you.
Well, that's what you know it is. Sorry.
They'll be having the pork chop.
They'll be having the pork chop. They'll be having the pork chop.
And your finest Corona Light, please. Thank you.
I don't think they have Coronas at Ruth Chris. They do have the best shrimp, though. It's like I get this. It's the appetizer. It's barbecue shrimp. Uh-huh. It's like five. It used to be six large shrimp. Now it's four, and now it's five down to five. They raised the price, and they gave you one less.
Well, for those calling us, where's Nick? Nick is trying to get his camera to work. So he actually popped on for a second there. I think he realized his camera still wasn't working. So Nick may be camera-less, or at least image-less, for this show.
Which is okay. We've all seen. Can we just get an artist rendering of Nick?
I'm kind of bummed that we didn't have Matt on this week, but did Matt fill in for me last week while I was gone? I haven't listened to the show yet. So it was just sans me last week.
Yeah.
Artist running of Nick.
A little blue body.
That work? I think most people thought it was a fantastic show last week.
Some say it was the best. But Jack, you have posited a new versus for the special after dark episode. Do you want to tell the listeners what it is?
The what?
A new versus for today.
Oh, the new versus is the Fab Four, their best song away from the Beatles. So like Paul McCartney, anything he did solo or with Wings, or George Harrison, or John Lennon, and I said to make it a true versus, Chris should have to take Ringo.
Oh, I'm totally taking Ringo. Are you kidding me? I'll tell you what happens when I go into these when I win these verses, which is not often, but I'll tell you it don't come easy. And
when have you won?
I don't think you've ever won.
He's won one.
I have won. I forgot what it was.
That team won with pizza, right?
Probably.
Yeah,
I think that's the only one.
Yeah. Well, I've only won one too, so.
I don't know if you guys just got my Ringo reference for that.
I got it.
Okay, fair enough.
Why are we talking about a photograph or something?
No, I said me winning at versus, it don't come easy at all.
Okay. Thanks for playing along, guys. I got it. I did get it. I kind of linoed your. I have to apologize. I kind of linoed your joke.
Yeah.
After I interrupted you, I said I probably should have linoed his joke.
Are we already recording?
We are live, Nick. I'm sorry. We're already late, and I said let's just go for it. Right. F it. Fuck it. We'll do it live. Fuck it.
I don't know why the camera ain't working.
Can people hear me? Because JP's saying I can't be heard.
Jack has been following us for the last two live shows, so nothing new. You sound good to me over here, Jack. I'm
all right, all right, JP. You've just been dropped from the pork chop list. There you go.
Oh, what? You're really doing that to JP? I feel like he's been an ardent Jack supporter, and you're just
I would sooner order the cow hoof that he ordered from the Waffle House than I would order a pork chop from Ruth's Chris.
Yeah. Again, Jack, you're never gonna get people on your side for this one.
I don't care. I don't have to be. I perfectly happy being alone in my principles. I don't care. I really don't.
Well, hopefully everybody had a good holiday. Nick, how was pitching your tents over the Thanksgiving weekend? Wasn't that your plan?
It was my plan, but I caught a cold on Wednesday. Aww. And so I didn't go camping on Thursday.
Is that what you're fishing for?
No, it's just bad timing, you know. And so I still did the trip. I just didn't go do the camping section.
You went. I thought you were going by yourself, right?
Yeah, I usually go by myself most places.
Did you have some perfect stranger take that picture of you on the edge of the cliff?
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, actually, I did. I was on the rocks walking around, and some guy had like a really good professional camera, and I went, well, I bet he's probably a good photographer. And I just kind of said, hey, can I trouble you for a quick picture real quick? My iPhone. He went, oh, yeah, sure. And just he took like two different versions and then gave it back to me. I was like, oh, these are good. And then that was
now, it. How many times has a serial killer had a camera and you think, hey, that guy's a good photographer? Yeah, just get on the edge of that cliff right there. That's perfect. That's perfect.
No, like, that dude was like, he's got some mean ass looking cowboy boots. I'm not gonna.
You hear that accent? Yeah, I'm not messing with that guy.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't go with Frank because I heard you guys are gonna be like best buds now.
That's what. Yeah, that's what Shandy's apparent. That's what her goal is. Oh, sorry. Did you actually listen to the podcast and hear the story about him playing pinball? I know you did.
No, I didn't. I haven't listened to the podcast yet.
We could have used the download.
Well, here's the thing. So I downloaded the podcast. So you got the download, but we drove up to New York for Thanksgiving, and we went.
So
it's
a perfect time to listen to podcasts.
Perfect time. So I downloaded a whole bunch of podcasts. I was chocked up, ready to go. And we rent a 2017 Dodge Caravan, and it's a 2017 car, and it didn't have Bluetooth to hook up the phone. And not only did it not have Bluetooth, it had a USB, like you plug in the USB. You plug in the USB, it does nothing. It doesn't connect to anything. This Chrysler had this hard drive in it that you could put songs on, or it had an audio jack out, but the iPhone 8 doesn't have an audio port. So
what's the point of having a USB if you don't have an auxiliary?
Exactly. Channel? And it did, and the Bluetooth was only to use the phone. It wasn't to play music to the stereo. So we had it. Luckily, had Sirius XM, so I had something to listen to. But still, I was just like, come on! How does this not have? It's a 2017 car. How is there not any type of
Chrysler
connection here?
Yeah. Chrysler will not be a sponsor of the J and Jack.
No, I kept joking. I kept joking this car was like what they thought 2017 cars would be like in 1995.
Yeah. Yeah, Coco's rolling over in his grave. He is dead.
It would have been a lot better if you had like the 6-disc CD changer like underneath the back seat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. You had to pull the cartridge out and pop it.
When I saw the hard drive thing, I was like, what? Who puts this? Is ridiculous. This is lamer than an iPod.
I still have my iPod. I like it.
So, I mean, again, that at least if I could plug in an iPod through USB, that would be great. But that wasn't an option on this car.
JP wants to know if there is a Zune hookup.
Is that a
throwback to the Ramblecast?
What is?
The Zune joke.
Oh, I don't know. Was that a Ramblecast joke?
Yeah, it's actually where I forgot what the, I don't even remember what the context of it was, but someone was emailing into the not the Ramblecast, Media Junkyard. Sorry.
I was going to say we don't get any feedback.
Sorry. Yeah. It was a Media Junkyard throwback. Someone had sent in always Guardians too. Someone had sent in Guardians too, yeah. An email about a Zune, and I couldn't help it. I was like, "What the fuck is a Zune?" that was like a show meme for at least, you know, the remainder of the show, 55 episodes.
But you know, you're complaining about a car. It's got crap in the name, rental.
No, because we rented a Toyota Sienna, which is the Toyota minivan for the last trip we did a month ago, and it was great. Like, it had all these great features.
Why don't you rent the same car?
Well, when you rent from a rental, it's kind of like you say minivan. It's like a you know, whatever the hell they have.
You're the customer. You tell them what you want.
But yes, but we kind of want to try different ones because we are on the market for a minivan. So we wanted to try some different ones. And
I've owned two in my lifetime.
You know what? It's easy to sit here and criticize minivans, but I'll tell you what. For the two trips that we've had, like, having that much space and it's just so comfortable and easy to drive. And when you have kids and having two sliding doors and in the back and it all is automatic with your key.
You've already been brainwashed.
No,
I'm surprised you would get a minivan, Jay, since you almost died in a minivan. Your mom almost killed you. Remember you were sitting in the middle seat and you had your seatbelt on. Your mom thought, okay, I'm just going to look. Lower the seat,
so you, right.
And it literally was choking you. Whereas I had to pull the van over to get
sandwich the seat. Yeah.
So Jay's like, with his mom going, I don't know what's wrong here. And she's, and as Jay turns purple, I you know, carefully got over to where I could park, and then took my time getting out.
Now, minivans are great. It's the size of an SUV, but it's lower to the ground, so you actually have the full space.
I'm sorry,
it's Jay. Awesome.
You can't come on to this show and say the quote, minivans are great.
They are.
He upgraded it to awesome. They have no storage.
It's all storage. Like the new ones, Jack, so the back row of seats, right? You basically like pull a little lever and they fold down into the bottom of the van. So now you have like all this extra space in the back, or you can take the seats out and move them around.
First time we got a minivan, I went to, yeah, you had to put a crib in there and all this different stuff. I go, where the hell am I supposed to put all this stuff? So eventually I took out the middle seats, and that's how we had all the room in the middle of the van.
Another flaw of that Aerostar was you only had the sliding door on one side. Now they have sliding doors on both sides. And then there's space. What? And again, it's all automatic with your key. So you're like, as you're walking up to the car with, you know, a bunch of bags, your kids in one hand, you just press the button and the doors open up for you.
A carjacker doesn't have to actually carjack you anymore. He just jumps in as the car's opening. So that's perfect.
Guys, but again, what carjacker is going to want to steal a minivan?
He's too far gone.
But the thing is, minivans are a perfect target though for theft though, because you have those big old windows and you can look into them, see all the crap you got in there, and just break it and steal everything you got.
They are easy to break into because I had to break into mine one time.
But I mean Jay, I've been trying to get Colleen, Mike, and me both have trying to convince Colleen to get either a Tahoe or an Envoy or something like that, because the big SUVs are much better safety wise, get better gas mileage.
Hell yeah.
SUVs don't get better gas mileage than a minivan.
You're right on that one, Jay.
But like, they're just a better vehicle and they have better resale value than a minivan does.
I would be willing to get, you know, 7 to 8 miles per gallon less to keep my balls.
Yeah.
Well, okay, here's the other thing. This is, I'm keeping my car. So this is an additional car that's going to be like the family carrier, essentially. So it's not like I'm giving up my GTI, my fun little sports car, but it's an actual car.
So it's screw Colleen. She has to get.
No, I told her she can keep her RAV4 if she wants to. It's not worth that much. So we can just get the third, you know, van, and that'll be like our family carrier, essentially.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, just the safety in minivans is really horrible. And
how is safety worse in a minivan than an SUV? That's not a thing.
Because in a minivan, you're basically sitting on the engine and you have 1 foot between the back doors and the back seat. And there's nothing on the sides. Whereas in an SUV, you have the engine in front of you and like a good 4 feet of storage in the back.
My Suburban, when I was driving my Suburban, remember I got hit by the Dodge Ram truck?
Yeah.
Nothing happened to me. The truck, the car was smashed in, but nothing happened.
I've driven big SUVs, a Suburban. I'm telling you what, minivan is just a better experience than an SUV. In terms of getting your kids lugging a bunch of crap around, the minivan's a nicer experience.
All right. So here is the top 10 safe family SUVs or vehicles. Number one, Honda Pilot. Number two, Hyundai Tucson. Lexus RX.
Lexus.
Oh, RX. Yeah. The Mazda CX-5, the Subaru Crosstrek, the Subaru Forester, the Subaru Outback, and the Toyota Highlander. Not one of those is a minivan.
You're not. You can't.
You're searching SUVs, power? Though, aren't you?
Huh? What's that?
You were searching SUVs, though, weren't you? Chris?
No, that list might have been SUVs.
Yeah, exactly. just type in top 10 family vehicles. That would already be better.
We're looking at the Honda Odyssey or the Toyota Sienna.
Can't buy American. Ugh.
No, because I drive a Chrysler. It's a POS.
Yeah, but that's the worst. You're either going to Ford or piece GMC. Of shit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, piece of shit.
That's right. Everything Chrysler makes is a piece of shit. Everything.
It is. I'm sorry, Boston. You drive a Chrysler.
No, I don't. I do not.
Jeep is a Chrysler car. I'm sorry.
Not the year that I have.
A 1943 edition?
It's not a Willys Jeep. They've been Chryslers forever.
No, Daimler Chrysler was not producing the Jeep the year that my Jeep was made.
Bullshit. They've been producing them for years. How old is your Jeep?
2005.
Yeah, they've been producing since like the 80s, I think, if not earlier. Nick, you're the historian.
Yeah. I don't know about the 80s, but I know you're probably mid-80s or late 80s. Because not the CJs, I don't think, were owned by Chrysler. Don't take that to the bank. But yeah, I remember my sister, she had two Jeep Cherokees, and if they stayed out in the sun for a long period of time, all the insides would just peel over because the upholstery was so crappy and they're just cracking.
We had a Jeep Cherokee, I forget the year, but the guy, someone told us, you know, those things at 100,000 miles the transmission goes. Literally, I think it was 100,001 miles the transmission went on us.
So
I'm not making that up.
I did misspoke about, so Chrysler didn't make the engines of my Jeep. So the engine of my Jeep was an AMC straight six. And I think in 2006 or seven, as they started putting the minivan engines actually into the Jeep Wranglers. And that's what you're getting. So,
well, it's not like you're going to be racing up and down the streets. You don't need, you know.
Again, like for the minivan, when we're traveling, the way that we travel, this family travels, it's just nice to have all that space.
Also reminds me, Jay, you got like 3 or 4 tickets here. Did you not pay tolls on your?
Oh yeah, the next time I'm over there, you gotta make sure I get them. We forgot our Easy Pass last time.
You do know though, if you buy a minivan, you are forbidden to ever drive in the left lane ever. Because if you've got it on the floor, you're still going 45 miles an hour.
No, I'm telling you, like, I don't know why Toyota, I'm
so fucking pissed at you, Jay. I'm actually angry.
Why are you angry?
Because you're getting a fucking minivan.
Okay, so what do you have a kid? Did you travel a lot? Like, isn't it a pain in the ass to travel with kids and bring all this shit with you all the time?
I have an SUV as well, but. You know, we're in the process of having trying to have baby number two, and I have come to the realization that my 2-door Jeep isn't going to cut it after the next summer. But I have made an active choice to not fuck up my life by buying a goddamn minivan.
The more kids you have, the more chance of one being obnoxious when you're traveling with them. And I think Jay can testify, back me up on this one, that when, you know, my youngest daughter, we had a Suburban, was great to have her all the way in the back.
Again, it's the same thing in a minivan. You put them all far, the way in the back
as
row.
As far away from me, the driver, as possible. So I couldn't reach back and grab her.
I get it. I get there's this stigma against minivans. I understand.
Jay, I have no problem with you getting a minivan.
But with going to two kids, and I don't know if you know about Colleen, but she's not a light packer. She literally she had luggage just for her shoes on this trip. She had baggage just for her shoes. She had another baggage for all of her workout clothes, even though she's in her third trimester and, you know, can't, you know, even walk without being in severe pain.
But she's still in better shape than you, Jay.
Easily. And here's the hilarious thing.
Well, to be fair, Jay looks a little more pregnant than Colleen does.
So, you know, they changed the whole, like, high blood pressure thing to, was it 130 over?
It's 140, actually.
No, they dropped it down to 130. The health, the heart.
No, they upped it to 130. It was 120. That's what it was. They upped it to 130 because I just went to the doctor's last week and he's like, oh, so they upped it, which is kind of ridiculous. And he goes, and you're still above it. So cut the shit.
So I go and test just
cut
to see
back on the Taco Bell.
I was borderline. Colleen in her third trimester was like only 100 over whatever, like super perfect. And I'm like, geez, Louise. Anyways, she's going to outlive me. But
it's called, well, that's pretty much true for every guy.
Yeah. But for the minivan, like having two kids and then all the crap that we have to lug and all the driving up to New York that we do, it's just, it's nice. It's a nicety.
I'm just saying, so, I think you have a checklist, Jay. Okay. Dad bod, check. Dad beard, check. Minivan, check. Almost check. If you just start wearing a flannel shirt nonstop, you'll be Mr. Mom within a few months.
I'm fine with that. Actually, I get 3 months paternity leave, so I'll be home for a while.
I love this shirt.
Oh my god, I'm wrong again. It was 140,
and they dropped it to 130.
What the shit?
So you're way
you're
over,
gonna
huh?
Die, Boston. You're gonna die.
No, I mean, as of 2 weeks ago, I'm fine. But now I'm not.
I was good until I wasn't.
I should have had my physical last month.
I had read forever ago, it's like most people who are diagnosed with high blood pressure don't really have high blood pressure. It's because the tension of going to the doctor's office is that it raises it up by the time they get there, and they can't. They're just that kind of person.
Yeah.
Let's read some of the comments after this minivan debates.
It's not a debate. It's a fucking stupid thing you're doing.
Mandy says, "Don't get a minivan."
Yeah.
Colleen says it was a terrible car, the Chrysler or the Dodge. It's all the same. Mandy said minivans are only good for the first couple of months. JP said, "Speaking of creepy vans, is this going to be a troll-less show? No mention of Roy Moore, dare you?" For those who don't know, the broadcast of a live show, and they talked, just mentioned Roy Moore, and these two probably troll bots came on and started lighting up the chat.
But we're private, aren't we?
No. Well, even was theirs patrons only? I don't know, but it was a private listing.
Oh.
Let's see.
It's why we don't use TalkShoe anymore.
Colleen says, "Yes, the man of the house gave me permission to keep my RAV4." That, yeah, thanks, Colleen. JP says,
"That's fair."
Jay, would you sell Colleen's car to fund your purchase of a life size Tron light cycle? let's see. Matt Trice says, "Number one, Dune buggy." Matt's not here, but anywho,
I forgot to invite Matt. I apologize.
I do like Mandy's suggestion of, can we get Matt to give us a top 10 family vehicles list?
I must say right now, I'm gonna speak for Matt. Matt would vote for the minivan.
I think he'd get. I know he'd go station.
He probably already has a minivan. He seems like a smart, intelligible fellow that like the.
That's not where you're going. That's not where you're going with that. But that's okay.
No, that's where I went.
He likes Dune.
But dude, I don't know. I've never seen it, so I can't judge Dune.
I can judge.
Jack, can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. So a minute ago, you said you're totally all right with Jay getting a minivan, and you left it at that. Is that because you're looking forward to having a never ending ammo against him?
How can I? I've had two minivans in my life. I can't. I've already gone down that road. But be fair to me. Be fair to me. I got minivans when it was cool to get a minivan. It was actually cool. That was the car to get.
I'm not under any false pretense that minivans are cool. I'm not.
The only minivan that's ever been cool to own was not even called a minivan. It's called a minibus. That was the Volkswagen back in the 60s.
That's what I would get, Jay. I would deck it out in the Dharma.
Well, if you want to talk about a death trap, that's a death trap where it's there's no engine in the front.
It's a sardine can on wheels. Yeah.
Now there goes Volkswagen as our sponsor. So now Chrysler.
No, I'm a proud Volkswagen owner. I love my GTI. I love my car.
You love killing the earth.
No, because mine's not a diesel. Mine is a normal combustion engine. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's good. That's good for the environment.
No, it's not.
Nick, I've been watching this Roosevelt thing, and I want to see how close you are to this. Because I was like blown away by the stat, and before World War One, I mean two, mm-hmm. American automakers made 3 million cars. How much did they make the year after we went to war? How many cars were made?
And so in 1942.
So 1942 in 1941, 3 million. Okay, after the date that will live in infamy, how many cars were made after that?
6 million.
It's like hardly nothing. If it's either zero. But
do you
maybe
count
like,
Jeeps? Like, do you count how many Jeeps were made and stuff like that?
Not wartime vehicles.
They ceased production in 42 and 43 of all civilian cars. And if there was any made in 42, it was like in January of 42, and that's it. So
what say you?
Maybe 2,000-3,000 cars, if that.
Anybody else have a guess? Ponder it. Anybody in the chat?
I'm going to say 4,000.
4,000. Chris, your high blood pressure guess?
I mean, I still think it's zero, but it's just a few if there is. Chris, you're muted.
Chris, you're on mute.
3,999.
The correct answer was 135.
Yeah.
So for 3 million, because they turned all the plants into... building planes and stuff like that. I just like, holy crap.
And who was Jeep made by?
Willys.
Willys. No, it was AMC. American Motor Company.
Nope. It's made by Ford. If you can actually find a Ford Willie Jeep, it is worth a lot of money.
Nice.
Well, I'm going to be looking for that Willie Jeep out there.
I was looking at mine. I have a Mercedes transmission in my Jeep.
Oh, Mercedes!
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, is that when it was Daimler?
Do you have the little windshield wipers that keep mm-hmm. your lights dry in a rainstorm? Yes.
So I got my Jeep is special.
And I can put my blinker fluid easily into the little capsule.
Jack, don't try and spin this whole Lexus thing on Boston.
wait a minute. A Mercedes is a lot more. Upper
yes,
class
like my car has an Audi turbo engine in it, but you're like, oh, have
an Audi engine. You got an Audi engine.
I have a Volkswagen.
Volkswagen.
Actually, I'll tell you what.
Fraulein.
Speaking of me going to the dark side, I want to get a minivan. Like, if my car wasn't paid off and I have no desire to get a new car, I would get the station wagon. I would get like the station wagon.
What?
Golf.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. Station wagon over minivan. Every day.
Come on. A station wagon. That just says 70s housewife. What are you guys talking about?
There's nothing wrong with that. And here's the thing. I would get
a 70s housewife. Hmm?
well, Steve but, does.
Wow. Audi, I'm glad the broadcast didn't hear that.
Audi makes a station wagon with a V10 engine in it. I would totally get that. I think it would be
V10. That'd be great gas mileage.
Yeah, the Audi wagons
out there killing awesome. The environment once gas pedal is
so high. my next car, whenever that day comes, which will be hopefully a long, long time from now, will be an Audi wagon.
I know a guy if you need
the any wagon.
One of my good friends is actually an Audi master mechanic. He's Ooh. Yeah, he's the head technician at a big dealership up here.
But here's the thing.
He buys and fixes up all his own cars. He's got an Audi wagon now.
As you know, Boston, you've had your Jeep for a while. I assume it's paid off. Once you have your car paid off, it's like, mm-hmm. I'm going to run this thing as long as I can run it because it's paid off.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've had two cars paid off, and one was destroyed by my son. I just paid it off. Remember? I just paid it off.
And since you want to be noble and not sue, we could have been rich.
Could have been, yeah. But I just want to do the right thing mm-hmm. and not sue. But forget that. I'll sue every time now. And the other time was our Suburban that got crushed after we paid it off. Mm-hmm. And we have another car that's paid off. But it just, you know, it's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Anyway, can I talk about something that at one point was a negative, but now it's a positive?
Sure.
All right. You guys have heard me complain about my back before. And there's mm-hmm. sometimes it hurts really bad, and there's sometimes there's the pains. Well, yesterday was one of those days where the pain was really terrible. I got all our Christmas decorations down from the attic, handed them down to my wife. Then I had to, the next day I took them downstairs. So yesterday I'm putting up the decorations, and it's killing me. I mean, I'm grumpy. I'm in pain. So then my wife comes out and tries to help me, which I don't want her doing because it's going to lead probably to a fight.
Oh.
Well, I got snotty with her, and I was a dick, flat out dick. But I said, I'm sorry, it's just my back is killing me. She goes, I understand. Now, ever since I've hurt my, I've broken bones, had sprains. I mean, injured probably everything I can, but there's nothing worse than back pain. I think anybody out there that has back pain could tell you that.
What about pain?
Ball pain, but it's something that eventually goes away.
There's what nothing if you're worse constant than ball pain.
Constant ball pain, then you're dead.
Jay, you're not gonna have to worry about that. You're getting a van.
I'm gonna tell you right now, there is nothing better than having this back pain because it gets me out of doing work here sometimes. I can be a dick without having to worry about a fight. It's been like a blessing. I can't tell you how.
So it's kind of like the George Costanza when he had the cane.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. That is how it is. Because yesterday, I was nothing but a dick yesterday because I just was literally ready to smack someone in the face. I mean, mm-hmm. I said I'd put up the decorations and I started yesterday and just, I was trying to put this snowman together and I was getting pissed off. It was all tangled up. She comes out. I go, I heard your goddamn fucking out. Get away from me. I go, you know, it's just my back hurts. She goes, I understand. Because you know your mom, Jay. Understand yes. doesn't come out of her. She doesn't understand very often. If I, it would have been normally in the back in the past, that would have been a problem.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You're lucky.
Not anymore.
You're lucky she's gullible. Back. You're lucky she's gullible because you would think she would just go like, I've known this guy for 28 years. He's generally a miserable asshole at least once a week. And she's like, wait a second.
But now I have the excuse. It's perfect. I'm not kidding you. I'm telling all you married guys out there, go out and hurt your back because it is the greatest thing in the world. Like some days you'll go,
you get to smoke weed. You get
exactly. And I got my dealer today brought me some because I've been out for a while, and I was like going because I haven't had it. That's what she goes. You need to get some pot. Because you're a little edgy, and I can tell you're on. I go, all right, okay, all right. She goes, do you want me to make you a drink? Okay, I guess I can have a drink or something like that. As I sit in bed,
throw myself down the stairs.
Yeah, you. Well, you've done it before, but do it right this time. I know. It is. I'm not kidding. It's the greatest thing in the world because I should have done this back when I had kids. It would have been perfect.
Yeah, back pain is the worst. I tweaked my back, lifted an air conditioner a couple weeks back, and it was the worst. I actually couldn't go to work one day because I literally could not sit up. And luckily, it went away. But Jack, I understand.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Well, there's a phrase somebody told me that had back problems, and she said, you're only as young as your back. And it's something that I try to keep my mind in terms of lifting with my legs and everything because mm-hmm. once your back is a problem, you turn into an old codger like my father. So it's really important.
But like you said, I've always been an old codger. It's just now I don't have to, you know, like, you know, all the housework needs to be done. Oh, you know what? You sit and you watch the football games. I'll get this for you. Okay.
So are you finally cashing in on years of having to like do all this shit work?
You know, I don't have to ref anymore. Of course, to be fair, I can't ref anymore because I couldn't get out of the way. I couldn't get out of the way of college kids, let alone squirts. So the little 8-year olds, there's no way I'd get out of their way. But it's like I said, I'm in a lot of pain right now, but it doesn't matter because life is good. You know how many fights your mom and I would not have had over the years if I had the back pain excuse?
Jack's life is good. And he pulls out this 7-foot graphics bong from behind the podcast.
I mean, broken foot, broken hand, repaired shoulder, ankles, you know, busted up face from a puck. Nothing is as good as the back. The back is gold. I'm telling you.
Next week, Jackson be recommending his new favorite music happens to be the Snoop Dogg's entire discography.
It's back pain saves marriages. That's all I'm telling you. You know I'm right.
Nah, I get it.
Well, you don't do enough stuff. There's no way. How would you hurt your back, Jay? You don't do enough stuff to.
Yeah, I live a pretty, you know, cushball life. But you know, I do housework. Like today, because I wasn't here over the weekend.
You have the robot vacuum.
I do a robot vacuum, but
robot vacuum now.
I have a lot of there's a lot of trees, a lot of hardwoods. It's pretty much all hardwoods, and so this is fall, and it's literally been the battle of trying to keep up with the leaves. So I have leaf blow at least once a week, and it's about almost 2 hours of just leaf blowing. Today it was kind of like after work, I wanted to do it quick because I wasn't here this weekend. And after being gone for the week, the leaves piled up again. So I also had to clean out the gutters, literally. I asked Colleen, I was like, can you just make sure I don't die? So I went up on the roof, but I brought my leaf blower up on the roof and I had a big long extension cord and I leaf blew out all the gutters to try and
that's the way to do it.
And it was great. I'm going to do that from now on. It was so much easier and more enjoyable.
How were you doing it before?
Just, you know, on my knees, pulling out the leaves. And
come on.
So Jay, let me ask you a philosophical question here.
Sure.
So you are 100% down with spending a good chunk of change on a 40-year-old arcade console. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
You can't spend $80 to have someone come and professionally clean your gutters.
Yeah, but how? Gutters. Okay, I. You're right. Whatever. But the amount of trees that I have to clean my gutters at least every 2 weeks, if not every week.
Why don't you get the things that cover the gutters?
The gutter guards. That's an investment right there.
I would.
I got the foam ones, and they just fit right in there, and no more leaf problems.
Maybe I should do that. My only concern.
Ours is pine.
Because the roof kind of overlips the gutter, so like you don't know, like gutter would sit out here. It kind of goes like halfway over a little
get,
bit.
Get the foam ones I have. They insert right in. I mean, it's just perfect. Okay. But yeah, you're saying leaves. Our leaves haven't been that big a problem this year, but I have the problem that we don't have a tree in our front yard. I'm anti-tree, but everybody else on our street has a tree in their front yard. We live at the end of the street. Where do all the leaves go?
To you.
To me. So I'm constantly blowing out everybody's leaves into the wooded area next to us, and none of them are my leaves.
Yeah.
So there. It's your problem. You have tons of trees. Yeah. They're your leaves. I'm blowing away leaves that aren't my leaves. Even the pine needles are not my pine needles.
True.
So anyway.
JP said Jay will spend the $80. The guy will show up to clean the gutters, and 20 minutes later, him and Jay will be in the basement having light cycle races.
Yeah, owning a house sucks sometimes, man.
It does.
Honestly, I don't mind because I don't really have a lawn to mow, so this is kind of like my lawn mowing, which Jack taught me from a young age is like your time to, you know, not have to deal with your wife.
Well, I didn't put it that way, but yes, that's how that's even better when your mother-in-law is in town.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have something to do outside. You have to have something to do outside.
The Gladfelter's yard looks so perfectly manicured every day.
But so
that's why I hate this time of year, it goes dormant. So I would have to make excuses to go outside if
at the mother-in-law Costco, they have all these kind of gift sets out. And I got this set that's like, you know, the little glasses, your eye guards or whatever. And then it has,
the blow leaves?
The ear protectors.
Why did you need what? Time out. Is this for the blowing leaves things?
There's a lot. Like, I've gotten shit in my eyes because it's like, have you seen, I'm in the woods. Like, I have shit blowing around all over the place.
So that's not, that hasn't changed from when you were 3 years old. My eye, you get
it's a
foot.
Thing.
My eye.
You can blow my.
I've never wore eye protection blowing leaves.
Oh, and then last week when I did, I was blowing the leaves. Huge spiders were all in the leaves. They're like this big, were just crawling. I was like, damn.
The eye protectors aren't going to help you with that.
No, but it's what was cool is so it had like ear muffs essentially, like protect, like lower the decibels. But in them, they were also Bluetooth headphones, so you can like play podcasts as you're leaf blowing, but it like drowns out the noise.
So what you're saying is you drove to and from New York and leaf blew your yard, and you still didn't listen to last week's fucking episode. No,
they're new, and I needed to charge them, so I haven't used them yet for that purpose. But
oh, fuck it.
And no offense, no offense to the Ramblecast, but there's a couple others I got to get to before the Ramblecast. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You're a dick.
I know. I'm sorry.
You don't have a bad back. You can't get away with this crap.
I know. Well, there's this show I love called Purple Stuff, and it's this blogger I've been following for 15 years, and he does a show that's a lot of fun. I'm behind on that show.
Does he sit there and promote our podcast on his podcast?
Maybe. He's a really cool guy.
Has he ever promoted the Ramblecast on his purple thing?
Ralph's
podcast?
A good friend with him, as well as Jorge.
Answer the question.
I think he's within our circle of friends. So I
don't care if he's in our circle of friends. Has he ever said, hey, listen to the Ramblecast?
I don't know if he listens to us. I don't know.
More importantly, has he ever once retweeted Jack?
Probably not, dick. he's probably not even following us.
Yeah, I
I have a bad back.
It's male menopause.
Yeah, well, could be.
Hey, change the subject.
Fuck,
I got
off
my dishwasher.
Ooh.
Did you have someone put it in for you?
You're damn right I did.
Yeah, Boston's so bougie. He has somebody that come to do all that.
Oh no, my dishwasher was hardwired.
Wait, hold on a second.
It's like doing electricity.
Jay would have known that if he would listen to last week's podcast.
Yeah. You're right.
I didn't want to deal with it because it was hardwired in, and the way my setup's really weird. So if you're standing in front of the sink, it goes to the, you know, the cabinet extends to the right and then juts out like at an angle. And so my dishwasher is kind of like facing you. It's weird how it's set up. So it's kind of wrapped around in the tubing and all the electricity is all screwed up. So I didn't want to deal with it. I didn't want to feel like spending my day off trying to mess with the wiring of a dishwasher. But I got the new one and it's fantastic. And it is super quiet and it actually cleans my dishes and it doesn't smell like hot garbage.
Now, are you still?
Well, that was a big PSA that you know, a lot of people found out that, you know, their dishwashers could be harbingers of a lot of the disgusting shit.
Yeah, and the dude who installed it, that was the first thing he told me. I was like, you know about this? He's like, yeah, of course.
Why haven't you told anybody?
He's like, you should do that once a month. I'm like, are you kidding me?
maybe it's on the Purple Podcast. Maybe they they talk about it.
I told him, I go, I was living here for 5 years, and I never once cleaned that damn thing. He's like, oh, that's why I broke. But
did he say I'll be back here in 5 years to hook up your new one?
Yeah, most likely. One of the interesting things about this dishwasher, though, and I'm not used to this, is that newer dishwashers, higher efficiency dishwashers, ones that use less water, also take exponentially longer to actually do a wash cycle, whereas my old one
It's like the low flow toilet.
Yeah, my old one
would take like 8 times to get the crap down.
The old one would take like 40 minutes is the kind, I don't know, typical about 40-45 minutes to do a full cycle drying the whole nine. This one takes 3 hours to do a one wash cycle. Oh, wow. But it uses hardly any water.
Nice.
Because you use like water sheeting and stuff. So I was reading about it, but I did one load and I had some caked on, baker sheets and stuff, and I put them in there and it cleaned up perfectly. So very pleased with the new Whirlpool dishwasher.
Just rinse your plate off, then put it in the dishwasher.
Could do that too, but
I just think that would be the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
Turn on the garbage disposal, it goes down the garbage.
Well, if you're on a septic system like we are here in Casa de Gladfelter, no garbage disposal.
What's that?
Jack doesn't have a garbage disposal. I said, do you use the garbage? Jay doesn't have one.
No, I don't.
Now, you know, actually, I did a bit about that a few months back. And I bought a garbage disposal to put into my sink. Guess what I have not yet installed?
JayJack.com/Amazon. The day is Cyber Monday, by the way. Just
I know.
Cyber Monday shopping. I hope you're using the JayJack.com/Amazon link.
We didn't mention it
on Stranger Things.
Well, by the time that posts, Cyber Monday will be over. So,
okay.
Yeah, I need to. I need to hire an electrician to install an outlet under my sink.
Oh.
Yeah.
You need a Kevin. I have a friend named Kevin who does everything.
Come on over, Kevin.
You just have to get him some beer would work fine for him.
Let's go.
This guy can literally do anything. Am I right, Jay?
Yeah. Now, amazing dude.
It might take him 7 years to do it because he's so fucking anal, but it's gonna be done right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's what she said.
Do it anal right.
This versus?
Kevin just does anal right. I think that's pretty much what we got out of that. Oh. He's so anal, he does it right. So Kevin loves to do anal right. Is that
I'm not going to question his man. I'm not saying anything. I mean,
so should the episode title be "Do Anal Right"? I think it should be.
I think that's a good call.
There you go.
Good call.
Yeah, Jay won't listen to it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I'm usually on this show, so it's like it's weird to listen to it when I'm not on it, you know? It's kind of
weird. Yeah, I've never once listened to our show.
Yeah. So fuck you guys.
what a great way to promote the show. Fuck it. I don't listen to this goddamn show.
I download them all.
I listen to it when I'm not on it, which is rare, but just because I want to make sure I'm still on top of things we've talked about.
You want to see that we haven't replaced you. Is that what it
inside
is?
Jokes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Are we ready for this versus? I had the idea of doing Fab Four, but Jack kind of nixed the idea. But I
didn't nix it. I just said your Fab Four would be okay but it would be more like a list thing because Fab Four. Now you're opening up. We'd all have probably the same picks or similar picks.
That's true.
Right. And then you still go to the thing. How come you didn't pick such and such? Yeah, the people.
Well, I mean, that's any situation. But yes, it's fine. It's fine.
Hey, I don't care. I don't.
It's fine. It's fine. It's what you want to do. You've made your decision.
I made my decision. Like I'm in charge,
and we're gonna stick to it.
Hey, wait, Chris. How about our Patriots? How about our Pats?
They are fantastic, Jack. Unfortunately, I missed the game.
Wow.
I'm
a fucking fan you are, but I bet you'll be there on Super Bowl Sunday. Woo, I'm a big fan.
Oh, I hate you, Jack. Jay.
The worst thing is, well, I was doing Christmas lights at the time, so Christmas decorations. But the worst thing is Thanksgiving Day, I'm over at my daughter's house watching the Chargers, hoping they lose.
And they
kill the Cowgirls. I mean, it's just, man, it's because someone suggested that
it's two in a row, Jack.
Should go back to rooting for them.
You can't.
Well, no, because if I want to
look at, he's already coming with excuses, guys. Like, just go back to them, okay? They'll take you back.
Episode
was hilarious, by the way, with the one Chargers.
Yeah, it was one Chargers.
Like I told the Twitter somebody on Twitter, and it wasn't the purple guy. I root for Philip Rivers, but I root against the Chargers. If that it's complicated. I can't root against Philip Rivers because
his Facebook
the guy,
status is complicated.
So, Jack, you actually posted on Facebook. I don't know if it's today or yesterday, but it was a picture of the powered star that adorns the top of your Christmas tree.
Oh yeah, no, what, no, whoa, 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 whoa!
It happens to be happy. So, I would like to share that is the equivalent. Have been posting that picture on Facebook of the star that once adorned the top of your Christmas tree is the equivalent of sharing a Facebook memory of your ex-girlfriend and you together.
Well, I like Jay's uncle Brett said, well, don't throw it away. Because I said, should I throw it in the trash? Or, and Jay's uncle Brett said, no, sell it and get some, at least some beer money. I go, what kind of beer can you get for a dime? Come on. No one's buying that thing. Then my sister, of course, says, "Hi, my boss is a huge Charger fan." I go, "What's your boss' last name? Spanos?" Fuck off. Anyway, I'm not fuck off to my sister. Fuck off to Spanos. But no, that went on top of our Christmas tree, and I forgot all about it. I opened up. I said, "Fucking Spanos." Fucking.
Like you open up your time hop and you see pictures with your ex, like, oh,
which is usually Charger games this time of year. It's like, I know.
You open up that box of ornaments thinking of some good memories, and it's nope, it's a Charger tree topper.
I opened up one. It was Zach. I got my shoulder around Zach, and we're at the dinner before the Charger game last year at Charlotte.
Yeah,
I'm like, fucking Chargers took that away. Fucking Spanos took that away from us. Fucking dick.
Oh, my Chargers scars. I love it when the Chargers were on top.
Just with ruined Christmas.
Well, the Chargers were never on top. That's what made it so good to be such a big deal to be a Charger fan. You had to root for them whether they win or lose. It's like, you know.
Anyway. Hey, we still have the Padres.
It's like being a Padres.
Hey, look, if the Astros can win the World Series and the Eagles can be 10-1, there's still hope for the Padres.
Not this year.
Not this year. No.
But in a couple, yeah, but they spent all that money on all those foreign players, like $40 million. Where are they? What happened to those guys? They spent the most money. Yeah, on the Cuban and Latin players.
It takes a couple
players.
Years for those to pan out, if they do.
Come on, these guys are like 30 years old. What, you know they're older than what they say they are.
You don't know that.
I do know that. They lie about their age.
Anyway.
Before we
call a bunch of Latin baseball players liars, let's
go. No, I'm saying it's just the way it is.
I want to recommend a movie real quick.
Oh, okay, ooh. Sorry.
So I went while on my little Thanksgiving mini vacation, I got into Monterey really late, and so I was like, "Oh, I'll go catch a movie real quick before I have to go to bed." And I went and watched Three Billboards from Ebbing, Missouri, which I thought was a really weird title. It's awesome.
Dude, you are the second person in the last 24 hours that have told me that I need to go see this movie.
It's so good. It's a very serious topic, but it's done so brilliantly with a lot of humor, a lot of dumbass cops, and it's just, it's great. It's such a good movie.
Is this the one that set the Rotten Tomatoes record for most positive feedback?
Well, I think it's currently at a 96 on Rotten Tomatoes, but I went in with no expectations, not knowing anything about it. It's got a great cast, and it's got so many little mini twists and turns, but it's just a good movie. And I was like, man, I was so glad. I never have left a movie feeling I was so glad I picked it. You know, I was like, wow. I was like, because I went in thinking like, okay, I got, you know, a couple hours to kill. I'll just go see this. And I was like, man, that's awesome. So
did you yell that in the theater?
No. No. It's a really small theater. It was like maybe 8 rows.
You didn't go with Cliff?
No, I was in Monterey.
You're all by
California.
Yourself, right?
Yeah.
You were hanging out with Frank?
Yeah, Frank's there, man.
Oh, well, no, because I had asked them where they'd be. They were in Northern California for Thanksgiving. Like
you got to fulfill Shandy's slash fiction fantasies.
Mm-hmm. It's better in your head anyway.
Better in your head.
But yeah.
I do have, speaking of shows to recommend, I think you guys should all watch Future Man.
That was a good, Mark Vibbert recommended it as well.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's a guy who plays video games, it's Hulu. He plays video games and he, well, spoiler, he conquers the game and then he becomes Future Man. The game was set from someone in the future. You have to watch it to understand. It's actually pretty funny. It has some funny parts in it. And also, if you're into Westerns, Netflix has Godless. Excellent. Excellent Western.
I hear it's a Western for people that don't like Westerns and a Western for people that love Westerns.
That's probably the best way to describe it. It's amazing. I mean,
Your mom was hoping to be.
Actually, Pleasure Ranch would probably be a little better, but as great as this was, yeah, it's no Pleasure Ranch. Come on, but it does have, but it's seven episodes, and your mom and I watched it in two nights.
Oh wow! Okay, well, there you go.
So there you go.
All right,
that's on Netflix.
It is Versus Time. Jack, again, can you describe what the Versus is going to be about this week?
It's a song, your Fab Four. You got your Paul,
say Beatles,
John, Ringo.
Say Fab Four. Say the Beatles.
Fab Four, John, Paul, Ringo, and who am I forgetting?
Pete Best.
George, Pete Best. Does Pete Best have a solo album?
I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he does.
His album is... Anyway, I could have been rich. No, it's just songs that they made when they were not part of the Beatles. Songs they made on their own or with another group.
Wait, not part of the Beatles? So that counts like while they were still the Beatles?
They could be with the Beatles.
Are you saying post-Beatles?
No, it could have been a song that they made away from the Beatles. So it's not on a Beatle label. Like, you know.
Wait.
Well, all their solo stuff was on Apple Records for like 5 years.
Until 1975, yeah.
Anything that's not Beatles related.
Beatles on they weren't in the Beatles. Their solo work.
Their solo work.
Okay. And we'll count Wings as solo. Like that's solo.
Yeah. Okay. We're still, yes.
All right. We roll the dice.
Could be Wings. Or could be Wings and Bangs.
It was like Paul McCartney and Wings is pretty much solo. I mean, it's not like it was a super group or anything.
You're saying Linda McCartney didn't have any talent? That's pretty sexist.
I'm not saying that. I'm not going to speak ill of the dead.
That's pretty sexist.
She did a really good job of that little bridge breakdown in Live and Let Die, so give her that.
All right, so stop being a dick.
She did have a solo record.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
See? Jay sounds surprised that she could have a solo.
No, I didn't.
You go back and listen to the tape, and he's like, she did?
I'm sure it's long out of print.
I love the Eastmans, Mayfair, fantastic corporation, live long forever. Oh,
so yeah, that's not really giving her compliments on her music talent.
Okay,
why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
Well, okay.
again,
I'm just saying.
So you're saying she wouldn't if it weren't for Paul, she'd have nothing.
Well, no.
She had a very good photography career.
Yeah, before. Exactly.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying music wise.
No, because he taught her how to play music. She didn't know anything. I mean, if you watch Wingspan that came out in like 2001, she says that in the documentary how, like, when she met Paul, he taught her how to play organ and a lot of stuff in chords. And that's when she started to write music. And she admits that, she understands totally why people hated her because she was horrible at everything she did for the first few years. And of course, well, he's a freaking Beatle.
I think anybody that works with, you know, Yoko, that they didn't like her. I mean, come on.
All right, here we go. Rolling the dice.
Rolling the dice.
For whom?
Well, who's going first?
Yeah, who's going first? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Let Chris go first.
Yes.
Okay, Ringo.
No, wait, time out. Chris said
Photograph.
Photograph's a good song.
It is a good song. Hey, it's, Ringo has some good. I mean, you could argue Ringo has better stuff solo than he did in the band.
And let's face it, this is Chris in Boston doing verses. There's no chance in hell I'm not picking Ringo. Fucking Chris,
Hey, Ringo has a new album out.
He always has a new album out.
We're on the road again.
I love that song.
I don't think he can hit that chord, Jay. I think he's more. We're on the road again.
Paul's there playing bass and doing backup vocals, so he's singing in the chorus.
Well, I don't even know if Paul has the range anymore either.
No, really. He can't. When he lets his voice rest enough to where it's not shattered anymore. But okay, here we go. Boston, you're rolling the dice first.
Yeah, let's go.
Four for Chris.
All right, who wants to go next? I'll go next.
Who the fucking bullshit is that?
Okay, you can go. That's fine. I don't care. All right.
No. You go.
No,
who wants to go
please.
Next? I'll go next. It's please. Program for six.
No, you go. Do you want to go? No, you can go.
Nope, I'm not going.
You're not going? You sure? Last chance.
Positive.
Yeah. I think it's a good omen that Boston got a four because there's Fab Four. And yes. Ringo's the fourth. Hey. Ringo's the fourth Beatle.
Yes.
Here we go.
Who is this?
Four. I got a four.
Jay got four.
All right. Nick or Jack, who wants to go next?
Nick.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't care.
Four.
Four.
All right.
All right. If I get four, then there's something wrong.
Jack, your roll.
Okay.
Three.
So you are definitely in last.
All right. You can all
so
fuck
a tie
off.
Between Boston, me, and Nick. So Boston, you'll roll first. Here we go. All right. Let's see. Two. I will roll next. Four. Nick will roll next. Six.
Six. All so right. So Nick goes first.
Nick with the first pick. Mine with the second pick. Boston with third, and Jack in last with the fourth pick. The rules are you will pick a solo work by one of the Beatles, John, Paul, George, or Ringo.
Oh, Ringo. So we're not just gonna pick a solo Beatle and then a song. We could all pick a Lennon song.
No, no, that's not the rules.
No, wow. What's you the rules? You have to pick a Beatle?
You have to pick a Beatle and one of their songs. That's the rule.
Wow. Okay.
But we can't all pick Lennon songs? That seems fucked up.
It's not
the person.
No, it's the person and their songs. You're picking the person and their song.
I actually like Jack's rules because it makes it harder.
Okay.
Yeah. It does. Right. I mean, so we gotta decide who so we can think about it.
I'm going so Ringo Nick, who away. So
okay.
All right,
and I know Nick's a big George fan, so it's between. Yeah.
Well,
Jay
I mean,
and I, getting...
I mean, I'd argue. In my opinion, I think George has the best post Beatles album, but
he does.
Nick, so we'll all.
But he doesn't have the first post Beatles album.
Yes. Yeah, he does.
No,
yeah,
Ringo does.
No, he was still in the Beatles George is the first.
Oh, sorry, he's got the first. Solo Beatles album.
Classic Ono Band isn't. I mean, they're all in 70. So
okay. Let me explain.
All right. Doesn't matter. Okay. Nick, you have the floor. Now, remember, we're just saying our picks. We're not shitting on other people's picks.
Well, that shouldn't I know ahead of time round. Who I have? Who's Nick going with?
Nick, I'm saying go, Nick. I'm sorry.
Do you just want to name the artist and then name a song later, or do you want to?
No. Name the artist and the song you are choosing. And song. So I'll try to queue it up so I can play it as well for a few seconds.
It's obviously going to be George
Team Yoko.
Harrison.
Okay, George Harrison.
And I'm going to say, oh, God, there's so many to pick. But, like, no one knows all of George's stuff. But I'm going to go with – he does have a couple of big ones. But I'm going to go – even though it's not on my favorite record, I'm going to go with Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth. I like the duet.
All right, there it is.
Well, it doesn't have it, yeah, because like what's really cool about this song is that it has it's a dual slide in it that he did himself, and it's the guitar work on this track, particularly, is very. if you're going to go to a single George track that is very identification of him, it's great. Actually, I think he originally did 6 guitar slides that he wanted overlapped on top of it, but he narrowed it down to 2. It's just a great song. It's a great optimistic song. Whereas in All Things Must Pass is my favorite record of his. It's his very first solo record. Eric played a lot of the lead guitar on All Things Must Pass, even though George instructed him on what to play. It's Living in the Material World, which this track is on, is more George sound.
So for All Things Must Pass, all that slide guitar is still Eric, or was that George?
George, I think, plays slide on some of them, like the opening track of I'd Have You Anytime. But a lot of the lead is Eric. Okay. Especially like on certain ones like What Is Life and other tracks that are so more.
I'm surprised you didn't go What Is Life or My Sweet Lord. But yeah, I'm not gonna criticize until
Well those yeah, I mean I don't think I'll win just because My Sweet Lord is the obvious pick because it was his first number one hit, and it's the song most people know of George's solo career. But it's just not my go-to George song. I'm happy when I hear it. I'm happy when I hear What Is Life, but like there's so many other tracks I like of George. Like heck, even the three Traveling Wilburys songs he wrote, yeah. Like Handle With Care or End of the Line are great. There's a lot of unknown little tracks like Cheer Down, which was just a soundtrack for Lethal Weapon 2, which is a great little George song. You have All Those Years Ago, which he wrote in 81, that he was going to give to Ringo.
All those years ago. Okay, so there you have it. George Harrison and Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth as his artist and song combo. All right, I have the second pick here. This is a really tough pick because, I mean, I think that first year or so after the Beatles broke up, you had their best work. I mean, I think All Things Must Pass. You had John Lennon's first album, which I think is his best post-Beatles album. You had Paul's first post-album, which isn't great, but still had Maybe I'm Amazed.
Well, Ram is technically... sorry.
Yeah.
Because... Go ahead.
But I will say, I think... this is tough. This is really tough. I know Jack probably wants to go Paul because he's more of a Paul guy, probably.
I'm more of a Ringo guy. What are you talking about?
That's true. You are more of a Ringo guy. I'm going to go John Lennon.
Pick someone with Yoko on it. I'm going to go John Lennon.
I'm gonna play it dirty, and I'm gonna go with
David's still on the pork chop list. That's all I
gotta
say.
Oh, is he? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna go with John Lennon's Imagine.
Freebird.
Freebirds, yeah.
Not criticize Jay.
Imagine is nowhere near.
Keep your criticism for the next round. I think I think he had some great post Beatles stuff. I mean, but really his first two albums I think are where it's at. And Imagine I think was his second post Beatles album. And I think it's just a song that is timeless that still resonates even today.
It's in Forrest Gump.
When you think of John Lennon, especially post-Beatles John Lennon, you think of Imagine. It's like it's synonymous with kind of his post or even his post-death life. He was definitely a tormented individual. His first album, like Mother Makes Me Cry. That song is so like visceral and raw. And I think Imagine... ties into some of that rawness that was in his first album, but also kind of more of the pop sentimentality that he had. But while also being poignant, and I think resonates with a lot of people. So my pick is John Lennon and Imagine. Jack, you have the floor.
I'm last.
Have the floor.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just so used to Boston having the worst pick. Boston, I'm sorry. You have the next pick. I'm sorry.
Jay, did you even play the song?
Oh, I'm sorry. I feel like everybody knows Imagine, but yeah, sure, I'll play it for a second.
I'm as free as a bird.
And this bird you cannot change. Whoa.
Come on, internet, let me play this song. There we go.
Even the internet's against you. Imagine all the people living life and free. Ooh, 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 ooh.
All right, there you go. Imagine.
You may say I'm a dreamer.
All right, Boston, you have the floor.
All right, so for my pick for the best Beatles solo, you might think that I'm going to go with Ringo Starr, but I'm going to reserve Ringo Starr for Jack.
You dick!
So now Jack's gonna go with oh no no no.
Yep.
No,
I'm tired of waking up on the floor.
It's what they call in the street a little strategery.
They call being a dick is what they call it. You've been a Patriots fan for too long.
I am going to pick one of the best love songs of all time.
Love song. Don't come on, Chris. Don't fucking blow this.
My love.
That is Maybe I'm Amazed by Paul McCartney.
Maybe I'm amazed at the way you blew me out of time. Now, are you going the live version, which is probably the more popular version, or the original album version?
I like the album version.
I like the album version. I think I agree. The live is what you most likely will hear. But I was doing a little bit of reading this afternoon. I was walking the dog, and I got the notification that we're doing
play
this. Yes. And I was doing a little bit of a reading about the song. I actually learned a bit when I was doing some research on it. And, you know, coming off of the breaking up of the Beatles, he had a hard time getting over that. And he had his wife there to console him and love him. And one of the early reviews of the album was from Rolling Stone. And it said that the one main sub themes of the record, that the terrible burden of loneliness can be dispelled by love, which I thought was actually super nice. But he also says, and he goes, it's the only song on the album that even comes close to Paul McCartney's best efforts of the past. And it's probably one of the best songs on that album, if not the best song on that album.
It's the best one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, most of that record was cut before the Beatles broke up. It was mostly made in the fall of 69, and he made it on a 4-track recorder at home. And it was meant to be kind of like a back to the basics album.
He recorded every instrument himself on that album.
Yeah. And I think it was kind of him kind of arrogantly wanting to show like how talented he was, but he didn't know the Beatles were going to break up at the time.
And he also once stated that Maybe I'm Amazed is the song that he'd like to be remembered by or remembered for in the future.
It's a good track. I really like the track. I appreciate what Paul McCartney did in that album, but I will say, like, I'm not going to criticize. Sorry, go ahead.
But Matt Treese says Boston should pick Wonderful Christmas Time to even the odds.
God.
I like that song.
Oh, my God. No one likes that song. Nobody pick Ebony and Ivory.
That song. It's fine. I'm a big Paul McCartney fan, but that song sucks.
No, I love McCartney too.
It's like the worst. It's the worst Christmas song in the history.
McCartney too is terrible.
No, I love McCartney too. Coming up, the lead song from
the live version of that's good.
But here's the thing. It was similar to McCartney one, the album that maybe I'm Amazed on. He kind of did it himself in his garage or whatever. But the thing about coming up,
he did it in his garage.
Well, it's a rich person's garage. But okay.
I mean a studio?
Yes. But the thing with coming up is that song is what inspired John Lennon to record his first material after like 5 years retirement. Because John Lennon still kind of had this rivalry with Paul McCartney, I think vice versa. He didn't care about anything Paul McCartney did until coming up. It like got stuck in his head. He's like, it's just this freaking song that I can't get out of my head. And I, you know, it's, and it got him wanting to write again. So just a little tidbit about McCartney too, that I think maybe gets overlooked on McCartney too. Anyway,
it's interesting about Lennon though, because, you know, he hadn't written much since 75. And he says that actually what, that might be the inspiration to write again, but I'd always heard him say, like, you know, he was out on a boat in the Bahamas somewhere. And he thought he was going to die. And like, just all the emotions he was feeling, that like, once he realized he was fine, like, it just like someone kicked in a window or a door into his brain, and like all these songs just started flooding out again.
But the Lennon McCartney rivalry that I think made the best work was also part of that in Coming Up, which maybe people don't realize how awesome Coming Up is. It's a good ass song.
Nice.
There's a lot of songs that are good of Paul's that people overlook, like Mullican Tire, which is a really great song. Back to the Egg, his 79 album is often criticized, but it's got some really good tracks on it. Because it was meant to be kind of a reggae album, and then he changed his mind like midway through it. But it's a good little record.
All right, that's Jack's. Boston's pick. Yeah, Jack.
But Jack, I have to say, I would like to allow you a rule change this late in the game, if you don't mind. I think that it's only fair that
would he allow you a rule change?
No, I think it's only fair for no. Jack if we allow Ringo's work, some of his later work, to be included in this selection. So I would like to say it is fair game if you want to pick his work as the conductor on Shining Time Station with Thomas.
You know, we pick on Ringo, but he's multi-talented.
Well, Jack, just so you know, you have Pete Best and Ringo to choose from. So, Jack, you have the floor for the last pick.
Pete Best. As a fan of Pete Best, who's my favorite Beatle?
Why don't you pick Stan? Why don't you pick Stan, the other Beatle?
Yeah. Stan. Stan is the greatest Beatle of them all, but I forgot about Stan. I got to go with...
How could you forget about Stan?
I forget about a lot of things. was Stan? What was Stan's last name?
I have no idea. I'm lucky I remembered Stan.
I didn't remember
the name.
Who's the greatest Beatle of them all? Let's see. I got to go with... I have Ringo.
I think you could also say Billy Preston, I think, maybe counts. Not really, but anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ringo.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Ringo with my pick. That's what I'm picking. I like Ringo Starr. I'm a McCartney fan, but Ringo's probably my second favorite. I'm going to go with the No-No song. Oh, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. That's what I'm going with, because I really didn't have a choice.
You should have done postcards. At least it's sentimental.
I don't want fucking sentimental shit. I'm going with the...
You mean photograph. Postcard, photograph, rather.
All joking aside, I love the No, 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 I Don't Smoke It No More. I love that song. I just, it's a song from my childhood. That's, you know, it's how it was, how we rolled in the 60s and 70s. So,
no pun intended.
But I, of course, I thought I was going with Paul McCartney, and then I got kind of tripped up there. But What would have been your Paul McCartney choice, Jack?
It would have been your Paul McCartney choice.
That would have been the easy choice, probably the winning choice. If you went with that one, that's an automatic winner. I probably would have gone Band on the Run.
That's a good one too.
I mean, that's probably my favorite.
But you didn't.
It's okay. I can handle losing. It's okay. But you know, if you play a little bit of the song, Jay, so people can hear it.
Sorry.
I'm sure
a lot of people. Not that it'll help, but was it No No?
It's just called Ringo Starr.
It's No No Song is what it's called.
Yeah. He's 2 hours in this.
It's got a good beat to it. It's got, you know, it's got
a backbeat. You can blues it any old time. Yeah,
I would definitely go Instant Karma, Jay. That's me, though.
Well, see, now Instant Karma, Instant Karma, I think that was still within the Beatles when he released that song, correct?
He had already left the Beatles, and it's technically a John Lennon song. It's not a Beatles song. Just like
I thought we were saying post-Beatles. I agree. I love Instant
Karma. But if you're going by that rule, then you can't.
Hold on a second. Are we not playing my song?
Yeah, but if you're going with that rule, then you can't allow Chris to have Maybe I'm Amazed, because but
see, I thought that the release of that album was what
said the Beatles broke up live.
Yeah, he announced it, but technically the Beatles released an album.
No, I don't.
Because McCartney was released.
It's my time. It's my dream. It's my wish. You know,
taking them all back.
All right, hold on. No, sorry. Here we go.
Yeah, there you go.
And I said, no, I don't.
No more. I'm tired of the floor. No, thank you. All right.
Dude, I've never felt more compelled.
And then it makes it hard to find the door. I think that's a song. The best part about the range, anybody could do that. You know, if you're doing a karaoke. Anyone can sing that song and come across as halfway decent.
That's any Ringo Starr song. He sings in E.
That's what I'm saying. No. He's got more money than all of us put together.
All right.
And best thing is Ringo would never be caught dead driving a minivan.
Here's the thing. I love Ringo and the Beatles. I think his drum fills and his like just his approach to the drums is one of the incredible ingredients in the Beatles.
Paul says they wouldn't have been successful without him.
Just think about how many drum fills or drum licks that you know in your head, and how many of those are like Beatles songs that are just so unique that are
you know them just by the drum beat, and
like how many beyond Ringo do you really know? And so many Ringo beats that I have in my head.
Exactly.
But anyway,
that's what I'm talking about. No. I don't.
Not that. But I'm talking about his drum.
Singing the song is not helping your cause.
No, thank you, please. It only makes me.
All right.
And
there you go.
It makes it hard to find the door.
Nick, you have the floor to criticize everybody else's picks. Go.
Okay. So you're first, right, Jay?
Yep.
So Imagine by John Lennon is a great song. It's a classic song. However, it is not John Lennon's best solo composition because it's based off a poem by Yoko. You know, it's great. It's definitely whimsical. You know, you like it. It inspires you. But after you kind of get it's not something you're going to go to all the time. There's so many other great John Lennon songs.
But you're saying that this song was basically because of Yoko Ono.
Yeah, it was based on a poem.
Who broke up the Beatles?
Who broke up the Beatles? Yeah,
If you vote for that, then you're voting for I'm glad the Beatles broke up.
If you think Yoko broke up the Beatles, you have the smallest worldview of any individual I know.
I'm just saying that's what people think, and so
everybody knows that Paul really broke up the Beatles.
Vote for Chris.
it's a weak and typical Jay choice in that it's the one song that most every person who will vote knows. So it's like,
vote for Jay because I have to win. Uh-huh. I drive a minivan. I have to have the win.
I drive a Volkswagen GTI. We have not bought a minivan. Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
He doesn't even buy American.
And then Boston's going with Maybe I'm Amazed, which is another great song. Of course, he's going at the heartstrings here with the romantic love song, you know, and it's still kind of Paul within his prime and leftover songs of the Beatles. So it's not really a risky pick. You know, he could have gone with a lot of other songs like Live and Let Die or Band on the Run.
Be fair to Chris, though, those two songs would be a lot better than the song he picked as far as the poll would go.
Yeah, he could have picked, you know, silly love songs for all, you know, whatever.
With Ebony and Ivory, you could just
Ebony and Ivory, yeah. You could have picked, what's the
matter? You ever seen Saturday Night Live?
You could have picked Say, Chris.
I think
it's a dope song.
I also could have picked Ringo, but I didn't.
You ever see Saturday Night Live when Joe Piscopo and Eddie Murphy did off on
I am white. You are white.
You're white. Blind as a bat, and I have sight.
Classic Saturday Night Live.
And then out of the huge catalog and repertoire of Ringo Starr, Jack goes with the most comical and
It's Ringo lazy. Starr. What do you mean lazy? It's I went with the song I love the most from Ringo.
No, I get actually you're the only person I respect of his pick because it's actually a risky choice. Because you could have gone with it.
He's also the only person you've ever heard say they love that song.
I'm not the only. I'm not the only. I'm sure Barbara Bach loves the song too.
It's true. Yeah. But yeah, you could have gone with "It Don't Come Easy" or "Back Off Boogaloo" or "Photograph" or
there's several Ringo Starr. I could pick the latest one.
Yeah,
that is on.
Yeah, it would be just as recognizable to most people as any other Ringo pick. So,
why are we bashing Ringo here?
I'm not. You just hear how much I said I love Ringo.
This is the bashing section of the verses.
Well, you know, if there's a chance that Paul or Ringo are listening to this podcast, mm-hmm. and we're bashing them. I mean, I just
all right. Get it. Is it? It's my. Are you done, Nick? Is it my turn?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
All right. Sorry, Nick. Love George Harrison. All Things Must Pass is, I think, my opinion, the best post-Beatles album.
It is. I said
and,
that.
And you didn't pick any songs from that album. Like, so many great tracks. The title track, My Sweet Lord, What Is Life. Like, so many
I would have got with My Sweet Lord, but that's okay.
I'm not you, Jay. I don't go with the safe pick.
And that's fine. But even then, most of those aren't, you know, super safe picks. But I think they're great songs that rival even the best Beatles work. I think there was one person that said, you know, what's the best Beatles album? And I said, yes, it's All Things Must Pass. So
as a collective, but I'm saying you listen to Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth. It is a number one hit. It's a great song.
Not you defending. This is me shitting. So, so that's my thoughts there. Boston, maybe I'm Amazed is a great song. I love it. But again, you picked probably the worst version of it, which is the album version, when the live version is so much better because it's not Paul McCartney being Paul McCartney thinking how awesome he is and how cute he is.
The album over the live version.
You said you picked the album version.
You're saying Paul McCartney has an ego?
I love Paul McCartney and I he's up there. I prefer Paul McCartney to Lennon most of the time.
I didn't differentiate my pick one or the other, to be completely honest with you. I like them both.
Yeah, you said album version, whatever. If you need to change it up now, that's fine. But still, for Paul McCartney, you have Band on the Run, which is considered his best post-Beatles album, with Jet and the title track.
I didn't even think about that one, but that's another great pick.
A lot of great Paul McCartney stuff, and I think maybe you picked the fifth best, you know, post Paul McCartney song. Mm-hmm. Jack, I didn't like, sure, you know, we were all I had was SiriusXM and mostly what we listened to was Channel 18, the Beatles channel, and a lot of different Beatles and post Beatles music's played on there, and every time No No song came on, I changed the channel to something else. I don't think there's any more I can say about your that's my thoughts, and I will.
I'm
pass
tired
the
of driving a minivan on the floor.
On to Boston.
Yes, thank
I
you.
I turned into an old lady. It only makes me sneeze.
Man, I feel like I'm watching that scene of Swingers when they got that couple that are just singing in the bar, and it's Jack. It's like the little Asian woman.
Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive.
Jack does have the range of Ringo.
Wait, JP just said, wasn't the sixth best Beatle Patrick Swayze? Anyway, yeah, I can't sing. I'm cool with that. You know, it's okay.
All right, so Nick, you picked, let's see, was it Give Me Love, right?
Yeah.
Wait, can I just interrupt Chris for a second? Just remember, everything he's saying right now is bullshit because he said he was going to go with Ringo. Go ahead, Chris.
So you picked Give Me Love, a good song, but you didn't pick the best song. And you will argue to your death that this is not the best song, but this is the song that everybody will vote for if you had picked it, because it's one of those songs that you can just sing every time it's on the radio. I guarantee
it's a cover,
if you're listening, you're singing it. It's got My Mind Set on You.
Oh my God, I knew where you're going. It's a cover. It's a great cover, but it's a cover.
It's a cover. Doesn't matter. It's a Harrison song,
but that's also a very generational song. Yeah, but like, we grew up in that time when that song was released. A lot of people don't know that song. by George.
Okay, I didn't grow up in that time.
I did, and I remember that music video. That was a fun music video. Yes. I used to watch MTV as a young child, and that was that was a fun music video.
Let's see who's next. Jay, what'd you pick?
Imagine John Lennon.
Yeah, you picked Freebird. you lost a little bit of credibility with Imagine, because you know, Imagine, I think that's one of those songs that it's just,
you know, if you had John Lennon, you would have picked Imagine, motherfucker.
No, I so wouldn't have. No, I would not have.
As he changed,
but
his head,
no,
I think instant karma's gonna get him.
Yeah, it totally is.
And we are Shannon.
And but for one quick second, one reason to not vote for Nick and George Harrison is that Nick, you actually made a comment in one of your in when you were kind of tearing down. I forgot who you were tearing down. Is it Jay or probably Jack? I don't know.
There's a lot of people.
You're tearing somebody down, and you absolutely demeaned the listening audience of this show by saying something along the lines of the lines of, oh, the people listening to this show are probably going to think this, they're not even going to know, blah blah blah. So people like this is what Nick was saying about you, right? So just don't forget that Nick does not care about you. And Jack, Ringo Starr, I'm sorry, you got the short stick out of this. And if you're gonna have Ringo Starr, you had so many better options to go with than that awful campy song.
I love that song. I'm not gonna lie.
I get that you love that song, but your son also loves Minivans, so that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, what you love doesn't necessarily mean it's the best. And I'm sorry, I think you chose the wrong song. So at the end of the day, I do believe that Paul McCartney will reign victorious.
All right, Jack, you have the floor.
I could have picked another song and probably still finished last. I know this is time to shit on who we picked, but as a Beatle fan, I'm not going to shit on anyone's pick because they're from the greatest group of all time. And I'm not going to shit on Paul McCartney. I'm not going to shit on George Harrison. I'm not going to shit on John Lennon. And I'm definitely not going to shit on Ringo Starr. I'm not doing it. So you guys can, shit on the Beatles if you want. I'm not going to sit here and shit on anything the Beatles did. So if you want to vote for the person who loves the Beatles and is not going to shit on them, you vote for Ringo fucking Starr, because this person is not going to shit on the greatest group in the history of rock and roll, in the history of music. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to tear apart things they did on their solo careers. They're the greatest group of all time. Recognize, they could go anywhere in the world that they'd be recognized. I'm not doing it. If you want to do it, fine. Shit on the Beatles. I'm not going to do it. So vote Ringo Starr.
The shit on round is not shitting on the actual piece of material. It's
don't try to change the subject, Mr. Imagine. I'm not taking the time to shit on the Beatles.
Also, we need to make sure that Boston posts this versus so that we won't have Jack's bias in the poll.
If they want to shit on the Beatles, so be it. If you're listening to this podcast, remember there's one person who said, hey, I respect all the Beatles and all their work they've done, and thank you for entertaining me. You have your own network. You have your own serious radio network. So I'm not going to shit on the Beatles. So if you guys want to continue
Jimmy Buffett
shit on the
Beatles, does as well. So I don't know if that's great.
If you're a Jimmy Buffett fan, Jay just shit on Jimmy Buffett. So I'm just saying I will not.
I'm okay with that.
I will say nothing negative about the Beatles because they're the greatest group of all time.
All right. Well, clearly Jack has Ringo because he's pandering to a completely different topic.
I'm not changing the subject. I have my soapbox. I can stand on. We all had our time. We could speak, and I'm not going to shit on the Beatles like the other three did.
We lost seven viewers. I'm not going to do Jack's rant. So
seven people who hated the Beatles. Obviously,
JP's out. Who else is going to bed? Julie went to bed. Anyway, So well, there you no, have
Julie,
it.
Julie went to bed when Chris was talking.
There's our picks. Boston is posting the poll now, so go vote. It's already there. You might have already voted.
Once you listen to the podcast, if you can go back and listen to the podcast, and if you've already pre-voted, go, okay, I hear what Jack's saying. I can't shit on the Beatles. I can't do it.
As the moderator of these segments, I got to give kudos to the Best Move Award to Chris in Boston for psyching out Jack and thinking that he had still could get Paul McCartney with the last pick.
I'd have been happy with any of the Beatles because they're all fabulous. The greatest. I mean, okay. Quick question here, round table. You could be part of the Beatles. Would you not be part of the Beatles?
Absolutely.
You're Paul, John, Ringo. Okay, so then, okay, all right. There you go.
You're mentioning you didn't want to shit on any of the Beatles, but I'm going to jump in right now, and I'll remind you that if you actually hit the rewind button to the moment in which I revealed to you that I fucked you over with Ringo Starr, you called me a dick for giving you Ringo Starr. So Ringo Starr is a dick.
If you go back and check, that is our backup
episode title. Dick.
Jack got right there.
That is not completely true because I was thinking of songs from Paul McCartney, mm-hmm. another great Beatle. And I was thinking, but then you threw me off when you said Ringo Starr. Now I got to think of all the great stuff Ringo Starr did. That's what I was saying. You threw me off on that because I was not clearly.
If we had to give a winner to this versus on who played the best game during the versus, okay, got to give it to Boston on this show.
Boston.
That will do Boston, it for this.
I hate the Beatles.
After Dark live show. I want to thank people that make this show possible, our patrons, everybody that's viewing us live right now. Thank you so much for your patronage. These shows are listener supported. All of the Jay and Jack production shows are listener supported. If you like to support these shows, you're watching it now live. Awesome. But if you're listening after the fact on our Merry Man Show feed, go to jayandjack.com. Click on the Become a Patron link today. Whether you give $1 or more a month, it all helps make all of these shows possible. Also, it is Cyber Monday. If you're watching this live, you haven't bought anything yet, there's a lot of great deals on Amazon.com. Use the website jayandjack.com/Amazon. When you go there, it'll be the normal Amazon that you're used to, but a small percentage of those sales will go to the Jay and Jack production fold. It is the Christmas season or holiday shopping season, and anything that you buy during this season, again, comes to the Jay and Jack production fold. If you like what we do, give us a review. Go to jayandjack.com/iTunes. Has all the different Jay and Jack podcasts on there. Click on them and give a 5-star review. It helps rank the shows on the iTunes page. That will do it for this week's show. Any final thoughts, gentlemen of the Ramblecast? All right.
Ringo.
That will do it. Until next time, hasta luego.
And Johnny goodbye. Ringo. Goodbye. Johnny Ringo. Johnny Ringo.
See you later.